Okay, let's get right back to our conversation. And Alex, go ahead, pick it up and roll.
Well, so, and I mean, this is all verifiable in like 10 minutes, just typing the name William Gates Jr. Then he called himself William Gates Sr., and he changed his name other times other than that in the military and out of the military and was involved in clandestine operations. So then he comes out of nowhere, gets a law degree at the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He pops up as the head of Planned Parenthood in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Eugenics organization, by the way. It was the head eugenics organization in the country. Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards. He mentioned her in, you know, his writings and radio addresses in Mein Kampf. So he mentioned General American Eugenicist and The End of the Great Race and other books that were written.
May I say one thing, please, just real quick? Hold your thought right there. We've got to also get off of this thing of looking at Adolf Hitler as the most evil man in history. Folks, that's misdirection.
No, he was a complete construct of these people.
That's right. Okay, you need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Adolf Hitler is not the problem. Go ahead.
Exactly. I'm just going over the history here. But my point is that she is in the top 100 people of the century. So mm-hmm. is Bertrand Russell.
That's right.
Both of them talked about how they wanted to kill the majority of us. I mean, I have the letters. I didn't just read it on news sites. I actually got copies of the letters from universities where she calls black people weeds and says we don't want them to find out that we want to exterminate them. That's a quote. With the Planned Parenthood. So my point is that she's not this big liberal you've heard about. She is one of the main drivers. H.G. Wells,
the killer,
is one of the main drivers. American eugenicists, the Rockefellers, literally created the mindset of Nazi Germany and then pose as the saviors cold-bloodedly the entire time. So understand, and again, in the 1,200-page book written by Georgetown University political science head, and of course Bill Clinton's mentor, Carol Quigley, writes about that, about how this Milner group, the big British bankers with the Rothschilds, literally set the whole thing up. So that aside, you've got Bill Gates' father, comes out of nowhere, the head of Planned Parenthood, then nationally, then his son. And I've seen this on PBS and read this in several books, and this is kind of a public secret, that IBM was already being accused of monopolies. I mean, in the mid-70s, nobody was really involved but IBM. They had 90-plus percent of the market. They were the king daddy. The bells were getting broke up, and they couldn't have the operating system as well. They literally let Gates have the operating system, let him have a monopoly on it, and the whole time, and see, I learned this years ago. Its pieces then fit together. I learned without even looking that IBM really owns the majority of the stock, even though it loses money the last 8 years in a row, of Applied Digital, the implantable chip company. Mm-hmm. I found out that they literally own thousands or controlling shares in thousands of other technology companies. I have family who works in IBM in acquisition of every type of company you can imagine. Folks, so much of what you see on the street is IBM owned. They're bigger than General Motors. They're bigger than Walmart. They keep popping up. So I wasn't surprised with my knowledge that they had in somewhat set up Bill Gates and used him as a front man. Then, and IBM is a company for eugenics, by eugenics, top Bohemian Grove people. They basically run that as well, the biggest financiers of it when they took it over, turn of the last century, over 100 years ago. Very powerful family. And then Bill Gates gives $2 billion in 1999, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Then he gives $30 billion more. Then Warren Buffett gives $37 billion last year to their foundation,
right,
which, by the way, they have to pay no taxes. Now just the interest goes. And then we hear, oh, they're helping third world children, but you can go to their own site and read the grants. Over 90% of it is direct sterilization, direct vaccinations, direct Planned Parenthood, direct abortion all over the world, directly hooked into the Club of Rome and the Nature Conservancy and the Sierra Club and all of these groups. And guess who is the chairman of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Bill Gates, William Gates Sr.
You never hear about him.
So literally,
amazing.
IBM is the king of front companies, folks. They are literally, we will just randomly pick some powerful politician and check him for eugenics and find it.